What happens when you put a world-renowned cellist, a MacArthur Fellow bassist, and another MacArthur winner and mandolin player together? Well, if they're Yo-Yo Ma, Edgar Meyer, and Chris Thiele, you get beautiful music. This is the Trio Sonata No. 6 in G Major from their new album, Bach Trios. Here and now, listeners, we are in for a treat. Yo-Yo Ma, Chris Thiele, and Edgar Meyer have come to our studios for a performance and a little conversation. Yo-Yo Ma, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be in one room with two geniuses.
And those other two geniuses are Edgar Meyer. Welcome to you.
Pleasure to be here.
And Chris Thiele, it's great to have you as well.
It's great to be here, Magna. It could have been you that was one of the two.
I think it's safe to assume that I would not include myself amongst the list.
Well, that's what makes you a genius.
Genius I'm referring, behavior, of I course, think. To their MacArthur Genius
Oh,
Awards.
My goodness. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, and so that's why, you know, I just like to kind of bask in reflected glory. And I can hear it every time I hear them play. The quality and content of what they do is so gorgeous.
Well, and hearing the three of you come together is magnificent as well. But, I mean, okay, since we're on this thread of genius, let's talk about Bach a little.
Yes, there we go.
Now you're talking.
In the liner notes for your album, Timo Andres writes that put any random combination of musicians in a room together, no matter what their instruments, histories, or personalities, it's more than likely they'll find common ground playing Bach. Why is that?
I think because some people write specifically for an instrument, but I think his concept of music, since he was an organist, and an organ actually represents so many instruments, I think his language is more architectural than indoor painterly kind of style. So you mix mandolin, cello, and bass, I think a combination that's never really occurred before. Remarkably, it sounds fabulous.
It is surprising. I mean, even in our world of more bluegrass-related things, it's one of the first places people go. Everybody seems to be attracted to it.
Just about any serious musician I've ever had a conversation with, arguments about who the greatest musician ever was start really boring because it's just Bach. You're all set to disagree with someone and no one says anything else.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you get to number two and then the debate starts.
Yo-Yo, you just said a moment ago that this unexpected combination of cello, bass, and mandolin, and yet the three of you make it work so spectacularly. I mean, how do you make it work?
It is so fantastic to make music with people who have incredibly strong identities, but the content of what they do transcends ego placement. I feel the flexibility of their minds.
At this point, there's actually not that much thought. It's just your speaking voice. It's just like we're three people who like to talk to each other regardless of like maybe having sort of a perfectly, you know, low sonorous voice and, you know, someone with like a silvery voice. It has to do with what we're going to say. For the three of us, your speaking voice sounds like a cello. Edgar sounds like a bass. Mine sounds like a mandolin. That's just what we have to work with, and we like speaking with one another.
Well, speaking of talking to each other, you've all got your instruments here, and I would love it if you could play something from the new album. Again, it's called Bach Trios.
Ready for us? Here we go. Thank you.
that was so, so beautiful. I was also intrigued by watching how you were actually engaging with each other because you were talking about hearing each other's voices.
That piece is particularly good in that way because that piece really is three voices, three totally separate voices, each with something to say, but that, you know, combine for a harmonious whole.
You know, a melody like that, an ostensibly simple melody that can contain so much is, you know, this is one of the things that I've learned so much about. You know, having grown up playing mandolin, which is, you know, you tend to fill up the space mm-hmm. because, you know, your instrument doesn't really fill it up naturally. So you just kind of play more and more and more notes. Interacting with these two gentlemen has given me a newfound appreciation for space and for the beauty contained in a simple, you know, I think about Yo-Yo's first entrance. Da, 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 da. And, I mean, every time it happens, so we've played this piece a lot of times now. Every time it happens, I get chills.
It's so funny because this time I was so locked in to what you were doing, Chris, and I was just mesmerized by the sheer delicacy of phrasing, how intimate it was. And so in that sense, it's a real privilege to be part of that.
I was feeling quite emotional listening to you guys play, to be perfectly honest, because you used the word delicacy and tenderness. I felt a tenderness. And to be quite honest, I feel like the world could use more tender silences or tender spaces.
Very well put.
One thing I was just thinking about, one of the purposes of learning how to play an instrument really well is so that you can go beyond the instrument. Sure, you're playing the bass, you're playing the mandolin, you play the cello, but you actually want to transcend that instrument so that you don't hear instrument, but rather you're hearing music. Here we are supposedly good at doing those instruments, but we're actually also then playing music that tries to transcend itself. And that's some of the feelings we get from playing some of those pieces, especially like, which is the one that I love so much.
Ich ruf zu dir.
Yeah.
Right?
You're in a space that is so wondrous and so amazing. This man was able to create the code that brings us all together into that space of wonder. I'm just devastated every time I hear it.
Yo-Yo Ma, Edgar Meyer, and Chris Thiele. The new album is Bach Trios. Thank you so very much for coming in, for playing, for transporting us. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to be on
you.